last week, about 180 20 and 30-somethings met at Wing Stadium for one huge game of dodgeball. This is the second year for the Kalamazoo Sport and Social Club's Dodgeball League. Each league event lasts 2 hours, and with 10 teams playing at once, you might get pelted on the sidelines. Before the game, players met for drinks and laughs at Continental Lanes across the street.
I'm a dodgeball virgin.
That's Audra Snyder. She says this is the first time she's played dodgeball since middle school.
I thought it'd be fun to have a little date night with my husband. We don't get out very much, and when we do, we don't have a whole lot to say to each other, so why not interact and, you know, smash some people with some soft little balls?
I'm Krishna Steven. I'm a grad student at Western. Also, I work at Forensic Fluids Laboratory as a certified scientist. You know, I'm always in the lab or I'm always at work, so this was just like a nice thing to like give me a break and mingle with some of my coworkers and just meet some new people.
So how do you feel about getting to drink before and after? Does it affect your game?
That's the whole point. It's, you know, it gets you loose before the game, you know. Make sure you're still coherent, though. You have to have the right balance. Can't drink too much, you know. And then it gets you loose before the game. And afterwards, you know, it's just celebratory after that.
My name's Quinn Kilgus. I'm a research technician at MPI Research. I play other rec sports. They're a lot of fun, but some of them get a little more competitive. People take it a little too seriously. This is just relaxing, having fun, and not having to worry about winning, losing. It's just meeting new people and enjoying it.
Competitiveness is innate. People are going to have that in them no matter what. What we tell them is that please put your socialness ahead of any of your blood-drawing traits.
That's Chris Wesley, the president of the Sport and Social Club in Kalamazoo, Lansing, and Grand Rapids. He says the point of the club is to get young professionals to mingle. Wesley says after college, it can be hard to find that sense of camaraderie.
Now that they're in their career and they're like happily planted, now they're trying to figure out, how do I meet people? How do I get out there and meet either more friends or that significant other, or how do I make more advances in business? And this is a great avenue to do it.
Like sport and social clubs in Chicago and New York, the Kalamazoo branch is run by a for-profit company. Wesley says a lot of local businesses like to create teams to strengthen bonds between coworkers.
The larger the company, they'll find that these departments, they'll have people on the teams, they don't even know each other. Somebody's from HR department, some people are from finance, some people are from on the floor, some people are engineers, and they get to know each other. And some people actually work in departments that work with each other, but they just don't never put a face with the email. And now they're starting to make friends, and that they become like really close. So now when they see each other at the workplace, passing in the hall or in that email, it becomes even easier.
Because the club is all about being social, Wesley says they shy away from traditional sports.
So we're not doing basketball, we're not doing lacrosse or soccer. We're doing wiffle ball. We're doing pickleball, dodgeball, kickball, that kind of stuff.
They even swap out those hard rubber dodgeballs you had in gym class for less painful foam. Rachel Morissette says she had bad memories of dodgeball as a kid, but now she loves it.
It's really nice watching myself improve. You know, on the courts, I'm getting better. I can actually get people out. And then afterwards, when we meet up at the bar, I'm actually making new friends and I'm branching out, so it's not just athletically.
The Kalamazoo Sport and Social Club hosts public dodgeball games on Tuesday nights at Wing Stadium. Registration for dodgeball is closed, but you can register for spring sports through a link on our website.